The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah, and then the Gemara following it, and this daf explains what they did with the soyer that was thrown by the Azazel. The Mishnah explains that when they got to this mountain of Tzuk, the messenger would take a string and cut it in half, tie half of it to a rock on the top of the mountain, and tie the other half to the head of the soyer. Following, he would throw the soyer backwards down the sharp mountain and would roll down the mountain and it would crumble. It's mevuir from the Gemara that the purpose of tying this string was so that they'd be able to see that they got a kapara from throwing this soyer down the mountain. This string, after the soyer was thrown down, would turn white, and that would be a symbol that they got a kapara from their aveiros. Just like the string turned white, which is clean, so too they're all clean from their aveiros. And it's also mevur that they tied the string to the rock and to the head of the soyer. This whole thing was a takana de rabbonon. It was a rabbinical institution to do so. Midoraisa, biblically, there's no obligation to do so. It's only a takana de rabbonon. And therefore, the Mariel Diskin in Shailis, the Chuvis Mariel Diskin, Kuntris Achron, Beis Lamed Hei, asks the following question. Why is it so that it was permitted to tie the string to the head of the soyer on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos in the way that its author, all the malachos, all the prohibitions that are also to be done on Shabbos are also to be done on Yom Kippur. And we know that one of the Lamites Melachis, one of the 39 Av Melachis, which are prohibited on Shabbos, is the Melach of Kosher, the Melach of tying, making a knot. If so, why was it permitted to tie this string to the head of the soyer, making a knot on the head of the soyer on Yom Kippur? The obligation to do so is not biblical. It's only a rabbinical institution. So how could the Rabbonon, how could the rabbis obligate us to tie this knot, which l'chayra is biblically prohibited? Bishlama, I can understand why he tied a string, why it was permitted to tie a string to the stone on the top of the mountain, because we could explain that he would untie it shortly afterwards, after the string would turn white. He would untie it, and many types of knots, if they are untied within the day, then they are permitted. So that wouldn't be problematic. The problem is the string that was tied to the head of the soyer, and this soyer was thrown down the mountain, and obviously this messenger wouldn't climb down the mountain. It would be too dangerous to do so. So he was tying this string to the head of the soyer, and never untying it. So, in other words, it was a permanent knot. So, it should be prohibited. To this, the Meral Diskin says, it must be there is a Yisoid Godel. It must be that there is a rule, a concept, that a knot that's tied with the intent of throwing it out is equivalent to a knot that's tied with the intent of untying it. And just as we were saying before, that a knot that's tied with the intent of untying it within the day or within a short period is permitted if it's a certain kind of knot, as long as it's not too strong of a knot, so too it's permitted if its intent is to be thrown out. And the reasoning is that the idea of why a temporary knot is permitted is that if your intent is only for a short time, you're only thinking about a short time, you're only using the knot. It's only having a short time usage, so then it's permitted. So too, if you're going to throw it out, it's also made for the short time usage, since you don't care about what happens to it. After it's thrown out, you wouldn't care if it would get untied or if you would untie it. So it's unnecessary to actually be untied. It's equivalent to intend to throw it out as intending to untie it. Later, the Meral Diskin says that perhaps we could really say an answer and say another way of explaining why it was permitted. Perhaps the reason why it was permitted is because the same way the Mishnah explains that the Sawyer would crumble before it got down to half the mountain. So perhaps the reason why it was permitted is because it was assumed that this knot would untie, would get untied from the throw down the mountain. However, says the Meral Diskin, that the svara that I have to be matir is a very strong svara, and it's mistabir that it's mutter to tie such a knot with the intent of throwing it out. So mistabe, the main pshat is that whenever a knot is intended to be thrown out, it's permitted, and that's why it was permitted to tie the string to the head of the sawyer. Zatzal brings down this Meral Diskin, and he asks that Lechayra, although even if we'll accept this proof from the Meral Diskin, from the Gemara by us, but Lechayra there's a Raya the other way. I can bring a Raya, says Epshleim Zaman Erbach, from a Rashi from the Sechta Sukkah, that the opposite is true. A knot that's intended to be thrown out is prohibited like a permanent knot. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about tying the hadasim and aravis to the lulav. The way we paskin lulav ain't tzarich eged, you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of shaking the four minim, even if you don't bind the hadasim and aravis to the luliv. Nevertheless, there is a mitzvah lechatchila, there is a hiddur mitzvah to bind the hadas min harovis to the lulav. The best way to do so, the proper way to do so, is by tying the hadas min harovis with some type of string or something, and knotting that string or the like in a way that the knot is prohibited to be made on Shabbos. The exact kind of knot that's prohibited to be made on Shabbos and Yom Tov is the kind of knot that's necessary to fulfill the lechatchila of binding the hadas min harovis to the lulav. Nowadays, many people put the hadas min harovis into this woven basket. It's a minig by a big chelek of Klal Yisrael that the way to be mekayim, the way to fulfill this mitzvah lechatchila of tie of binding the hadas min harovis to the lulav is by inserting the hadas min harovis into this basket that's woven out of lulav leaves. It's called a koishala. And the understanding, the reasoning for this way of fulfilling the mitzvah of igur is that this koishala, this basket that binds the hadas min harovis to the lulav, is equivalent to a knot. The Mishnah Berura in Hilchos Luliv brings down from the Sefer Agudo Be'ohalecho that says this concept that the Koshala is equivalent to tying, binding it with a knot. In any case, for the purpose of our shir, we'll discuss the mitzvah of binding the Hadas Min Harovis like the way the Gemara talks about it, which is that the preferred way, best way to be mekayim the igud, the binding of the hadas min harovis to the lulav, is with tying it with a knot. So the Gemara in Masechta Sukkot Daf Amid Gimel Amid Beis says that the way, since you can't make a knot on Yom Tov, so if you're going to want to bind, be mekayim this mitzvah lechatchila of binding your hadas min harovis to the lulav, you'll have to do it before Yom Tov. What happens, says the Gemara, if someone bound it before Yom Tov, and then they came Yom Tov morning, and for some reason, somehow, it got untied? So the Gemara says, in such a case, you have to just wrap some type of string around the hadas min harovis and the lulav, and then just put the ends of that string into that circle that you made, circling around the hadas min harovis and the lulav. So Rashi says, v'lo yikshu shnei haroshim ke'echot. But you can't tie the ends of that string together to make a knot, kishak shorim, like all other knots. Because making a permanent knot is one of the avos malachis. And this knot is a permanent knot. Because he never cares about untying it. It's clear from Rashi that even in this case, when it will come the end of Sukkot, he's not going to use or care for the knot anymore. He's going to simply throw it out. We'll wrap it up like Tashmish and Mitzvah. They're not supposed to be just thrown out in the garbage, so he'll wrap it up properly. The Chavadik, he'll give it the proper honor, but he'll throw it out, he'll dispose of it. He doesn't care for it anymore. And nevertheless, Rashi says, this is a permanent knot, since he doesn't care to untie it. That's the exact opposite of what the Meral Diskin was saying. Where a person throws it out and doesn't care, that's equivalent to a permanent knot, unlike the Meral Diskin that is equivalent to a temporary knot. And therefore, the Shlomo Zalman Erbaz Atzal quoted originally in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, based on this, prohibited making knots that are made with the intent of throwing them out shortly after. However, later, if Shlomo Zalman Erbaz Atzal changed his mind. Later, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came up with an answer how we can differentiate between our Gemara and the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, the Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the Sefer Tikkunim and Aris and the Shmir Shabbos Kilachasa, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and this is also a tshuva in Mincha Shlomo, Tinyono, Simen Yutes. He says we can differentiate as follows. We can explain that the reason why in Masechta Sukkah a knot that's made with the intent of throwing it out is considered a permanent knot is because there the intent of the knot is to have the knot. When somebody ties a string and makes a knot around the lulav and hadas min aravis, being that the concern is to have a knot, being that what the person wants is specifically a knot, it's insufficient to just be bound, to just be wrapped, to be just be connected and attached together. What we want over there is specifically a knot. So when the person makes the knot, they want the knot. So when somebody wants the knot, then even if their intent is to throw it out, it's equivalent to a permanent knot. However, where a person binds something together, and their main intent is just that it should be stuck together, they don't care specifically to have a knot. Like this string that was attached to the head of the sawyer, they didn't care necessarily to have a knot. They just wanted it to be attached to the head, that it should go down together with the sawyer. It shouldn't be taken off. So, in such a case, that a person doesn't care specifically for the knot, then, when they intend to throw it out, it's equivalent to a temporary knot. Therefore, what comes out from this discussion? Let's say somebody has a garbage bag that when it gets full, they're throwing it out in the dumpster, obviously in a way that there is no violation of muktzah and no violation of haitzah, and they have to close it. So they're going to close it and dump it straight in the dumpster. So they're making a knot with the purpose of throwing it out. So like if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's maskana, and like the maskon of the Meral Diskin, it would be permitted. However, it has to be the kind of knot that's permitted when it's done with the intent of untying it or the like. That it has to be that together, that level of knot. For example, like a bow is that level of knot. Strong knots, even if they're made with the intent of untying them, are prohibited, at least lechatchilo. If Shlomo Zalman Auerbach takes this one step further, there's a discussion pertaining to the melachos of Tofer and Koreah. Another, two of the malachis of the Lamedes Melachos are Kosher Umatir, tying a knot and untying a knot. And our discussion until here was pertaining to those Melachos. But then there's a discussion regarding the Melachos of Tosfer and Koreah, sewing, making stitches, and Koreah, undoing stitches. And there's also a toldo of Tofer and Koreah, which is attaching, sticking together with tape or glue, is a toldo of Tofer. And undoing that is a toldo of Koreah. So there's a discussion whether Tofer and Koreah are permitted when they're done temporarily. According to some opinions, when they're done with the intent of undoing them, if someone tapes something with the intent of untaping it within 24 hours or some other short period of time, according to some opinions, it is permitted. So the same is Amon Eirbach is of the opinion that just like we said, that if you make a knot for the purpose of throwing it out, it's considered a temporary knot and it's permitted. So too, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, somebody tapes something with the intent of throwing it out, it's also permitted. So therefore, for example, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if let's say somebody took a diaper off a baby, and after they take it off, they want to tape the ends so that they tape the diaper closed. Says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and then they're going to obviously throw it out. Says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's permitted. Because, just like we said until here, that making a knot with the purpose of untying it, the making a knot with the purpose of throwing it out is equivalent to a temporary knot. So too, says the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, taping the diaper closed with the intent of throwing it out is equivalent to a temporary taping and is permitted. However, as I was saying, there's other opinions that disagree regarding Tofer and Koreah and prohibit taping or untaping when it's done for a short period of time, and especially when it's done with the intent of throwing it out, that then you have to rely on this whole other discussion that we had and we mentioned throughout this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.